at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday. Drake May, 20 of 33 for 243 yards yesterday with three touchdowns, two interceptions, and one fumble. And you can talk about the future of the New England Patriots all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. And you can hear from Drake May this afternoon on the afternoon show. It'll be interesting to hear what he has to say.
His debut, Wiggy, I believe.
Wiggy has declared that he's seen the future of the New England Patriots, and its name is Drake May. So we will talk about that with you this morning, and we'll talk about that with Gerard Mayo coming up at 9. But right now, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the ass.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Where would you like to begin, Chime?
Well, Greg, I think we begin with that New England Patriots game because C.J. Stroud spoke following the Texans' win over your New England Patriots, and he talked about what he said to Drake May after the game and kind of his advice for Drake May going forward. Here was C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I gave him a little word, you know, tried to give him a little word of encouragement. And, you know, I thought he played really solid, you know. Definitely, you know, feel like he'll get better and better as he keeps going.
What would you like to have known that when you were at his stage that you know now?
Honestly, just take completions, stay in the positive, you know, and make guys around you better. I would say those are the three things I would, you know, want to know. And I, you know, just, and it doesn't happen overnight. You know, it's not easy. And, you know, he has a, you know, hopefully a team, you know, helping him. And, you know, like I did last year, I had so many guys helping me. So, you know, definitely hope that helped him what I said. But, like, those three things definitely helped me on top of just, you know, just being disciplined.
Long way to go to get there, but Wiggy, both Williams and Daniels look like they're going to be pretty good.
Right.
You would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, they both look, you know, Caleb Williams is getting much better, and Jaden Daniels look pretty good.
Caleb was awesome yesterday.
Yeah, so, I mean, they both look good.
You may have a quarterback class in which you can count on the first three picks.
Right.
Well into the future being really, really good players at the position.
Yeah, and that's why I said, can you and just based off of his performance alone against a very good football team, right, and Curtis has brought this up, his mental makeup, he's not going to be somebody, in my opinion, who sees ghosts, right? He doesn't seem like he's wired that way where he's going to be mentally fragile. But when you look
he's not a douche. No, as the head of the island, it bothers me to say it, but the way in which Mac reacted on field after a mistake or throwing his hands up and blaming everybody else is not, it doesn't seem like that's what you're going to get from Drake May. So,
well, I mean, the first impression was a guy that was humbled by the game, right, honored for the opportunity, and didn't throw anybody under the bus. I would just like to just throw out there, because everybody likes to remind us that Drake May would be injured had he played since week one because of the porous offensive line. Is Jacoby Brissett out hurt?
No.
So why would Drake May be out hurt?
Yeah, right. I don't know. That was a stupid argument. It was the stupidest low-hanging fruit. The other thing that I liked that we just heard from C.J. Stroud that we didn't really get from Caleb Williams, but we do get from Drake May, is C.J. Stroud, remember, he went up to Caleb Williams after the game to try to give him a little bit of encouragement after they – and Caleb Williams kind of gave him the cold shoulder, like, man, whatever, I ain't trying to hear that. It seems like Drake May is somebody who is very humble and wants that information, is willing to take it from guys like, you know, that have come before him. So that's going to help him as a player and his development to get better, because he'll be able to – you know, self-evaluate and self-criticize and say, I got to get better here. So I like everything about how he played yesterday, and he didn't get as many. We talk about it all the time. How many reps you think he really got in training camp?
I mean, they said 30%.
No, I'm talking about all the training camp with the ones. Like, he probably
not a lot.
Right, and so look at his performance with that type of, like, basically not getting anything. That's why I could just see his development headed in the right direction.
Well, also, he was playing with a center yesterday who was put on the roster on Wednesday.
Right.
Didn't know he was starting until Sunday.
Zero fumbled snaps, by the way. Good job by him.
Yeah. I mean, and he made all the line calls, which is pretty amazing. We'll ask Gerard Mayo about that. But I you know, it's very encouraging. I mean, I think you have to be happy. Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, let's actually hear from Drake May after the game in his own words, talking about himself and the offense and what they need to do going forward.
Yeah, we just hurt ourselves today. I think that's the biggest thing. I think we put the defense in bad spots, and with how good our defense is, we can't. That's the least thing we can do. You know, we can't get them when the ball's in the red zone. Giving the other team the ball in the red zone just makes it hard on them. And it starts with me. And I think we'll just have some throws back, and especially the first interception. But after the touchdown, you feel like coming back in it, come out of halftime, and there goes another turnover in the red zone. So just kept on hurting ourselves, and in this league, these teams are too good to do that. No, but some great stuff to watch on film. Some times out there was a lot of fun on offense. And so I told the guys in the huddle at the end, man, we got the guys in the huddle. We just gotta make a few more plays and play complimentary football. That's what Coach Mayo just preached, play complimentary football. We didn't do that today.
Not a good day for the defense.
No. I told you, they're so up and down. At times they look really good, and other times they just look – and we heard the audio mail, like you're giving up 60-yard runs. Like if the kid had a flag on, you wouldn't have grabbed this flag.
And it looked so easy. The Texans ran all over them, from start to finish. Right. The defense looked the worst that they've looked all season, in my opinion, yesterday. And I don't think that it was because the Texans' offense is that great. I think that we were just really, really bad.
Stroud is so good.
That's a good.
Yeah, he is a good.
I don't think that that's an excuse here. I really just think that defense looked like they just gave up.
The throws to Dell and Diggs, you're right about the rush. Run defense was awful,
yeah.
And that's effort. But I can't believe that we were in the suite a year ago for the preseason game where that Texans team was playing the Patriots. Mm-hmm. There's a lovely photo of Shaim Courtney and I have it on the wall, and we're enjoying free popcorn and watching this game. And to think that team, that was awful. I remember C.J. Stroud got sacked early in the preseason game. What an unbelievable job Caserio's done there, building that roster. D'Amico Ryans.
Shaim's guy.
Bobby Slowtick.
Bobby Slowick, baby. Bobby. Guy was dialing it up yesterday.
Could you imagine Shaim lathered up with a hunk of cheese watching Slowick and Drake May?
Curtis, I'm stunned I didn't gain all 50 pounds from that photo of last year back after yesterday's game.
You're getting close.
I'm actually doing quite well, thank you.
You're great.
I don't. We'll talk to Gerard Mayo. Gerard Mayo was not happy with the defense.
I would tell Devon Godshaw to stop worrying about everybody else and maybe make a tackle in the run game.
But he's saying that he didn't feel like they were playing with pride in that second half.
Okay, so do something about it.
Yeah.
But if he's like, if the Courtney brought this up, but if he's feeling that way, what is it that he's seeing out there that, we as fans, we might be missing because we're not on the sidelines. We can't hear the communication. We can't hear where he, that's what
we're
I want to know.
Practice.
Yeah, so what's going on in the locker room at halftime that's making you go, well, it seems like some of these guys are, giving up?
Not playing. He didn't say giving up. I mean, the difference is tiny, but there's a difference between, guys on the Jaguars, which are saying that they gave up in that second half, as opposed to saying you're not playing with pride.
But if you're playing with pride, you're giving it your full effort the entire time. Not playing with pride, in my mind, means you're, giving it up.
Yeah,
at
that's
the end
what
of
I
it.
Mean. What does that mean? Well, give us, what are you seeing that leads you to start saying we're not playing with pride because the guy goes 60 yards on you? Well, that's probably just, poor gap discipline, poor assignment. That doesn't mean that somebody's not working hard.
Yeah, well, we will be able to ask his head coach that very question this morning at 9. All right, what else, Sean?
So I'm curious. We've had some receivers here on the New England Patriots call for the football. Another guy yesterday who wanted to basically call this shot was Kayshon Booty. He said he went up to the coach and asked for the ball. Here was Kayshon Booty post-game.
I'm going into the second quarter. We didn't have the momentum from the first. couple three and outs back to back to back. So I was just like, you know, defenses start sitting on routes if we're not throwing it deep. So I went to coach and I was like, we need to take a shot. Like, I want the ball. And that was the opportunity, and it presented itself. Drake threw a great ball, great pass from him.
How do we feel about receivers constantly, it seems like, asking for the football?
As long as you can back it up, I got no issues with it.
I mean, yeah. It's
and
hard,
that's what he did.
It's hard to criticize after that play and
right.
and the result that you saw. So
no, like if you can't be Jalen Polk asking for the ball and no. then you're going
man,
out there.
He can't catch. He couldn't catch a balloon. Like, he can't catch anything.
Like, yeah. Same with Pop Douglas. Like, I don't – if you're going to complain, regardless –
Well, that interception was not on Pop Douglas. That's
which one?
The are you talking about the fact that he didn't catch that Drake?
No, no, no.
Ball?
I'm saying when Pop Douglas complained about not getting the ball, oh, then yeah. he gets an opportunity to make plays.
That was
plays
a whole different thing, though. That was Jacoby Brissett. Like,
right. But all I'm saying is if you're gonna complain, regardless of the position you play, you better be able to back it up. I got no problems with guys going to the coach saying, "Hey, put me in. Let me try this. Let me do that." And I think that when you start to look at this football team, I think it's Drake May's ability as well as theirs, but to maybe make those guys rise to the occasion because he's willing to take more shots. He's willing to try to fit footballs in tighter windows that give the receivers an opportunity to make some plays.
Well, I mean, this is where you're going to need to see what Alex Van Pelt can do because, you know, you're the expert, but, I mean, these teams are basically playing man.
Yep.
On the Patriots
yep.
and saying, go ahead, you know, try, see what you can do against us.
Got to find your man yeah. beater.
Now it's going to be up to Alex Van Pelt.
Yep.
Going forward, what he can scheme up.
It's going to be like, and it was like, move the pocket. Shine brought up the RPO. You got a quarterback that's a decent runner. You know, get in the RPO. Maybe, you know, have Drake May keep it every now and then just to slow down the rush. So, yeah, it's now going to be all on Van Pelt.
The pass to conclude the first half, the pass that made us all feel that thing you feel that you mm-hmm. don't feel often with this team when something great happens and it's unexpected, is the cause of a new offensive coordinator. I said this to Ken Saturday. What you're looking for Sunday is enough plays out of Drake May that makes this coordinator position appetizing for the young, brilliant schemers that don't yet have an OC job. And what you saw from Drake May is enough, in my opinion,
to get
a much more talented, a more coveted, sought-after coach to teach Drake May, and then in a year or two, that guy will be a head coach somewhere if you're successful,
right.
and you're fine. But Alex Van Pelt is a guy that just got his learner's permit and got a Ferrari.
But how does that happen with Elliott Wolf, you know?
What?
Is Elliott Wolf?
Well, he's going to have to. I mean, he's going to see the same thing that everybody's seeing. I mean,
right.
He's going to want to scapegoat because eventually the eyes are going to be on him. So.
Right, right.
It's his guy, though.
Right, but his guy is Drake May, and right. so if he's right about Drake May, he's got a longer runway, but the only way he loses his job is if who's ever in charge of coaching May fails him, then Elliott Wolf's out.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Shine?
Nope, that'll do it today for They Said It, Greg.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. What did you think of Drake May yesterday? I want to talk to you about that this morning. 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. We will see or hear what Boomer Esiason thought of Drake May and his debut yesterday at 8. And then we'll get more from Gerard Mayo on a Mayo Monday with us here at Gillette at 9:20 this morning. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by the 99. The Patriots fall to the Texans 41-21. It was May Day. Drake completed 20 of 33 passes for 243 yards and 3 touchdowns. He did have 2 interceptions in this one. And Gerard Mayo not thrilled with the Pats' run defense. He didn't mince words. Here's what he had to say after the loss.
Defensively, I would say just the fundamentals of just tackling and our run fits have to improve. They have to improve. And I told all those guys, I said, you should feel like crap today. You should feel like crap. Take away those 2 long runs. We had 2 runs over 50 yards. I mean, it's just not winning football.
I mean, tackling's been an issue all season long.
Yeah.
That's fundamentals, Wiggy. And then penalties. They had, I mean, not as bad as last week. They had 12 against Miami, but they had 9 yesterday.
That special teams block in the back or hold when they got the ball at the 50 and all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like the 39 yards change of field.
Just a backbreaking one.
Well, I thought the, they definitely could complain about the pass interference call in the end zone.
Yeah, where the one that Gene Steratore came back after the break and was like, I don't see anything.
That ball was not catchable for that wide receiver. Like, that was like 5 yards away from the play.
There was some bad, like some of the questionable calls, but I also looked
at... They completely missed the face mask, too.
Like,
That was brutal, because the very next play was the fumble, which you wouldn't have had if they didn't miss the face mask.
Right.
Tonight, we'll see the Bills and Jets in Monday Night Football, 8:15 kickoff.
Right.
And the Bruins get a win at home over the weekend, an overtime win on Saturday over the Kings. They have a matinee matchup with the Panthers today, 1 p.m. puck drop. And we have our NLCS and ALCS matchups. NLCS has the Dodgers up 1 on the Mets. And over in the AL, the Guardians kick off their series against the Yankees in the Bronx tonight at 7:38. And cozy up to irresistible new fall favorites at the 99 restaurant, like the freshly baked home-style chicken pot pie packed with chicken and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, thank you, Courtney. 53 degrees, cloudy. The rain should be stopping soon. It's going to be partly cloudy with the sun peeking through this afternoon, a high in the low 60s.